What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley. I am one of the hosts of this podcast, and beside me is my lovely husband and co-host. Tell him about yourself, baby.
Marcus Anthony Tanksley, a.k.a. Big Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Roman numeral one.
Yeah, he's all of those things to me. It's so funny. If you all are watching this, you can probably see a little bit of a stank on both of us. Not like, you know, smelly, even though we might smell. It took us quite some time to get this podcast started. This is actually the third time we've tried to record it. We put a whole 2 weeks between the last two times we tried to record it to now, and we just a twinge bit frustrated, but that's all right. We're going to get this thing popping because I think we had a fun time, even with a little bit of bickering before when we recorded the first two and third.
I was like, I know you ain't talking about this time.
No, this time we've had a rough start. Is this going to cause an argument?
I don't even
want to
do it right now.
Yeah, that's how, and that is exactly how he's acting. But because this is a service, and we are trying to be a blessing to not just ourselves but to other people, we are going to do right.
Yeah, not that it could be done at a different time, because that would be impossible, but let's do it right now.
Exactly. We are, because we're going to make sure we get it done, because that is what you do when you are running your own business.
Read your paper.
Is this going to cause an argument? Yes, that's the answer to that question. First and foremost, I just want to put it out there. Please subscribe to our podcast. If you're listening to us, we'll be putting this out every Wednesday starting in February. We're not sure how long we're going to make the first season, but we know there'll at least be four. Hopefully there'll be more than that. And if you want to see this visually plus other videos that we do, please check us out on my YouTube channel. It's called That Chick Angel TV, and you'll see videos of us and our family. You'll also see some of the video footage from the podcast, and some bonus footage. You can see how we struggled trying to get this started.
Yeah, we might have to put that up.
Absolutely. So today's topic is marriage. Like I said earlier, if this is your first time tuning in, me and Marcus have been married for how many years now? We're going on eight and a half.
I think you always ask me because you really have to guess.
No.
Like you quizzing me. So how many years have we been married? Why don't you say it?
We are going
years and months,
on.
Go.
We're on our way to year number nine. Thank you very much. We were married in July of the year 2007. So we got married 7/14/7. Okay. This year is his turn.
You already know that because we listened to the previous recording. And no, I answered that question for you.
No, I knew. I already knew. Thank you very much. We actually take turns planning the anniversary, and I'm sure we'll talk. We'll actually probably do a podcast about our anniversary trips, but this year is his turn to plan our ninth anniversary trip.
It's a struggle right now.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be working on his sunroom. That's what we're going to be doing.
We're going to have an anniversary in the sunroom. If it was completed, I think I'd take it.
You might have to take it anyway. The fact that we're going through the planning stages of trying to get this thing done.
Well, anyway, like I said, we'll probably do an episode where we talk about the things we do for our anniversary. I also want to apologize before we completely jump into the topic of the day for any sound issues we have. We're still getting everything together.
Like we said before, we got babies crawling around, fussing and fighting, helicopters, dogs.
Yeah, it's a lot.
In-laws and nieces and,
It's a lot of things going on. And we don't have the little pop. We don't have the thing to keep our plosives from tearing up the microphone, but I just ordered those. So hopefully come March, you all will hear better sound from us.
Yeah.
So anyway, today we're talking about marriage. Marcus, did you always know you wanted to be married?
Yeah, it was something I grew up around. My parents are married. They've been married in October. It was 44 years.
Dang.
Yeah, they was married in 44 years in October. So that's what I grew up around. That's what I've always experienced. Even aunts, uncles, other people in my family, everybody has long marriages, regardless of any other type of activity. Nothing's happened to my parents, but in my aunts and uncles on both sides, it's been, you know, infidelity and other kids came about. I have some of my uncles, they all have kids around the same age by different women, like
multiple kids,
like
of
multiple
the same
kids,
age.
Like, I got eight cousins that have a birthday in July and they all turn the same age. Like they
by same daddies.
Yeah, all one daddy. You can only do it one way. the one way that I know of. Let me know if y'all know of something different.
IVF, so, but that's but not
that,
what
that was. That was at a different time. My mom's the youngest of 10. No. Yeah, my mom's the youngest of 10. My daddy's the youngest boy of 12. So, and they all, by the time my parents got married, all their kids had kids, and some of them had kids their age. So was, they have nieces and nephews that are older than them. But yeah, so my parents, they've been married. They have a pretty healthy relationship. I mean, like I said, it's 44 years, so anything can get on your nerves. Even heaven might get on your nerves at that point.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, you know what? Just let me go back to her for a minute. But yeah, so... Yeah, that's something I always that was the example that was set for me, and I like what my parents had. They have stability. They're just, you know, the regular average
married, I guess, couple.
Married couple. They work. They both at my dad retired. My mom is could retire, but she just likes what she does. I hope to get there someday too.
Yeah.
Hopefully this podcast will take me there.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'll just be sitting up here in front of the microphone bickering with this chick. Now, I don't come from a two-parent household. My mother never married my father. My mother has been married, though, 5 times.
She'll tell you quickly.
Yes, she's like, yes, I have. Mm-hmm, tried them out, didn't work. Bye.
She does test drives.
But at the same token, that didn't stop me from wanting to be married. I knew that it could be good. I just, what I learned from my mother is if it really is not supposed to be, don't try to force it to be. So I did not marry this man because I was just like, I really want to be married. It was a thing of, can I wake up every day and say, I am going to make this work? Yeah. And that is what I knew I could do with him. Like,
I think she would test that knowledge, like, after the fact, maybe. Like, all right, we married now. Let me see if I can put up with this food.
My mother, she loves being in love. She's a romantic. I'm not a romantic in that way. I'm very practical. And Mark, even though there are romantic feelings that I have for my husband, it was still very much so. It made sense. And one of the things I said to him when we first started dating, because I wanted to let him know that I was not the long-term girlfriend type. Like, it was... I was looking for a husband. I don't know what he was looking for, but as
she,
soon
she
as...
She would have stuck around. Her nose was wide open.
Whatever.
Don't even try.
I would have dated you, but I would have been dating... I would have been dating other people until I found my husband. Okay?
I'd be like, hi, he's been here.
Whatever. But I had told him, I was like, as soon as I know this is not going to work out, I'm going to cut it off. Because I had already did a long-term relationship. Like, he wasn't the, like, long-term dating type.
I wasn't ignorant like it.
Whatever. I did a long-term relationship that I knew was not going to end in marriage. But I was just like, I don't really have anything else to do. And I realized I didn't want to do that again. So I was very honest with him, like, early on of, I am looking to get married. I am a wife type because I am extremely loyal and I love hard. So I don't want to waste that on somebody that's just going to be my boyfriend for a long time. So I always knew I wanted to be married, but I knew that I did not want to give all of this love because of how I love to the wrong person. And thus far, it has turned out to look like I made a great decision. He made an excellent decision. So God bless you.
You're just favored. That's all it is.
I'm
gonna send Marcus your way.
I am favored.
I had never been in a relationship that was longer than what, a year and a half.
Yeah, and I'd already did the 4 years, if 4.5 years. I was like, I'm done with it.
Wasting life.
Whatever. Okay, so since you always knew you wanted to be married, did you ever think about wanting to have like an open marriage? Now, we don't have an open marriage, so don't get it twisted. Did you ever think...
I'm still chipping, y'all.
You are so stupid. Try not to laugh all hard in this mic so the air doesn't blow into it. We don't have an open marriage, but prior to getting married, did you ever think, I wonder it about having an open marriage, or what do you think about open marriages in general?
Nah, that ain't something I could do. I ain't cut from that type of cloth. With me, I'm like, if you're gonna have open marriage, just have a open relationship. Why get married if it's going to be open?
Because there are legal benefits to being married. Like, if you're sick, that person has access to all of your stuff to make decisions and all that.
Well, in my opinion, if you're thinking that deep into it, then you need to reevaluate what you actually want. Just me, that's just my opinion. Me, I can't do no open marriage. It's just, you get married, that's your wife. You can't get the full benefits of a wife unless she's yours and yours only.
Okay.
That's just how I wrote. I mean,
I know I can't. One reason why I know Marcus can't, even though I don't think Marcus had a problem in his life when he wasn't in a monogamous relationship. I think he was A-okay being free and open. Oh, yeah,
monogamy was not for me.
I don't think he was like, oh, this sucks. I need just one woman. However, I don't think my husband would be able to deal with the person he calls his wife dating other men.
Yeah, you can be banging my wife. You can come home. I think I'm gonna smile at you. Like, hey, babe, how's it going? you have a good day. Yeah,
I'd be like, I bet I made some biscuits. No,
the hell with them biscuits.
Somebody been touching on your biscuits.
Pick my orange juice up. You better put that glass down.
Sorry for the sound problems. I also have some like crazy tendencies that I don't too much care.
Tendencies. Okay.
They're tendencies. Mm-hmm. Oh, please don't. No.
No, nah, go ahead. Finish it. No, we jumping off subject.
I want to know what crazy, like just you're saying it's not a tendency. It's just that I'm crazy.
Slightly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Please elaborate. Elaborate, please.
You flip out over. No, you don't flip out. You don't flip out. But like we walk into a restaurant and Angel would be like, why she y'all up in your face smiling? I'm like, she's the hostess, Angel. She said, are you having a good night? Let me take you to your seat. Ain't got to be all up in your face.
No, I'm not that much of a rat. Now, the only time I have popped off in the
we ain't talking about popping off. We just talking about just a regular little incident. Who was that? Why she smiling?
But the thing is, when I am serious, okay, now, there are times where I'm playing, and then there are times when I'm serious. In the times that I've been serious, and okay, we'll go with not popping off. The times that I have been serious, I'll give you all an example. We were at a friend's birthday party at a club, and I hear a woman go, Marcus, right? And he turns around, and it's obvious they know each other. Now, mind you, my husband don't know nobody, according to him. He don't hang with nobody, and especially no female. So I'm standing there like, this chick is just excited to see this man. And I'm like, I ain't never heard of this woman. I don't know who the hell she is. And so I'm sitting there with stank look on my face.
But don't make it sound like a period of time has passed. It was like, what you doing here? Oh, I'm here for my boy's birthday party. I'm his wife, Angel. Like, you didn't give me a chance.
It felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't 10 minutes. It was like a sentence and a half. And like I was about to say, this is my wife.
Oh, okay. Let's get off that example.
Oh, no, hold on. Wait, stop. So okay, let's tell him how it ended. She introduced herself. I work at the gym. So, of course, she sees me walk in every day. She knows me. She sees my name pop up on the thing. So she knew me. That's how she knew me.
Okay.
But, yeah. So go ahead.
That's how she knew you. Regardless, I had a reason to be like, who?
Okay,
who
I ain't got no problem with that.
But let's give a better example then, and then we'll move on. You remember the girl we called? There's a chick that at a church that we used to go to that we used to call Wish She Fine. She wished she was fine. Like, she thought she was everything to everyone. Her dresses were so short. And she had lost a lot of weight. Yes. She used to dress what I felt was inappropriate. Oh, because
she had lost a lot of weight.
So she was showing off her body, which, I mean, congratulations. I'm always on the weight loss journey, so I understand when you didn't got your body. Yes.
Was that her?
The light-skinned girl.
Oh.
Anyway, she, I guess, had seen you at the gym a couple of times. So one time after church, this is not, we don't even know her real name. So that's why she's called Wishy Fine.
I don't think I remember this. Go ahead. What happened?
You remember this chick? She was like, hey, I saw you working out at the gym. And you were like, yeah. And you all had a little bit of a conversation. I'm standing beside you. And you were like, all right, God bless you. Have a good day. It never introduced me. And I'm standing by you. And you were like, because I don't care about that girl.
The attitude and her aura, I truly did not like that chick. So why am I going to be like, hey, let me prolong the conversation. This is my wife. I don't care. I'm going to keep walking.
Because she had a stank attitude, and her stank attitude was definitely drawn towards me. Like, she definitely was trying to be like,
See, the chick got a stank attitude. but because she got one around Angel, it's drawn toward Angel.
Yeah, because like this is my thing. If you see a man with his wife and you are a female, it is customary or it is polite to acknowledge her presence as well. To be like, hey, I saw you at the gym. Hi, I'm such and such. Especially if it's not.
She didn't even say that.
What?
She was like, yeah, I saw you at the gym. It wasn't no like conversation. You, no, like, you work out 24? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No. It wasn't that. You barely remember the instance. No, it was not like it wasn't an in-depth conversation, but it was a long enough one for her to acknowledge that I was standing right up on you.
Yeah. Like I said.
Like if you were, if.
So you, why do you pop off in? First of all, I'm his wife.
I popped off to you when we walked off. But this is the thing.
See that, people.
This is the thing. That's something that you would have done if you saw a girl and she was standing with her dude and you knew her, you would speak to the dude.
Yeah, because I got manners.
That's all I'm saying. All
right, but she's a lonely individual. Who cares?
I'm saying the reason why I sometimes start
to. She's less than a woman to me. That's why I was like, you're not worth.
You got to say all
that. I'm sorry, but I mean, truly, I don't care about her or her. That comes. I don't even know why she decided to speak then. I was just like,
because she was trying to stunt.
She can stunt all she wants. She's still single and trying to stunt. That's you, my wife. You got the kids.
Like you, I said, that's, who didn't stretch the body out for me? There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think nobody's stunting her. Back to the question of why you can't have a open relationship. Getting all off subject.
Is I because I will pop
not
off.
Not staying on task.
Are we
that,
on
that
task?
Was, that was middle school for you, wasn't it?
We are on task. Shut up. Is that I'll pop off, and I don't have time to pop off all the time. Like, I'm grown. I need not to be put in those situations where I'm going to act ignorant. It happened in Vegas. I was about to fight this chick, and she deserved it. She deserved it.
Yeah, but there's been some dudes that deserved it, and you didn't let me get that
because,
far.
Because they're shooting black men in the streets these days, okay? And I'm trying to keep my baby
ain't
daddy
no gun,
alive.
Yeah, whatever. You can try to talk logically all you want
I'm
right
dead
now,
serious, though.
But like I said, the next time it happens, and you try to grab me or hold me back, what am I going to tell you? Shut the fuck up. Let me handle this.
Now see, now you're going to make me have to edit.
Nah, you can edit all you want, but I told you. I said, now that
you
happened.
Did, you did.
Didn't I warn you? All right.
But I didn't put my hands on that girl. I just let her know. All
right, who says I'm going to put my hands on somebody, but let me do what I want to do.
Okay.
Anyway, Angel ran over toward this table of girls, and I don't know what she said, but a finger was all in old girl's face, and then her friends turned and started texting like they didn't know.
Because they knew I was about to set it off. That Vegas vacation was about to be. This chick really going to be up in his face and then like do the come hither, like hands.
She was only doing that because Angel was like, keep it pushing. So she decided
even
to.
You told her, nah, I don't want none of that. And she kept going. Like, don't be disrespectful. Like, if you think my husband's attractive, okay, you say something. All right, I'll take it as a compliment. Now keep it pushing. But she don't want to do it. Is she going to try to blame it on alcohol? Okay.
But was we even married when Applebee's happened?
But I was ready to have your back.
It don't matter. See,
I was ready
to
have your back.
But you talk, see, but you need to let me protect you because it was like six or eight dudes. So you just take a back seat because we're going to both walk up looking all bloody mouth and black eyed.
I can help the case is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, you help the case later, Mr. Officer. They jumped my husband, not... Ma'am, why is your face all busted up? Dude was like, because she hit me. Ma'am, did you hit him? At that point, we all black, so we all getting shot. So how's that go?
Well, look here. In my mind, it makes sense.
Well, that's why I let you walk to the car.
No. It was like six dudes, though.
I don't care.
I know you don't
care. The one talking loud is the one's going to get it. Now, the thing is that's why I let you walk off, because I said she gonna be like, no, we sorry. No, I ain't want none of that. I don't know what you was gonna say, but I didn't want you to interfere, so I said, I'm gonna let her walk off and let them talk one more time.
That I was
and let me step up
from
in their faces.
Applebee's would have been upside his head. That's what would have happened.
You weren't gonna waste that glass.
They had more glasses on their table. Then, you know, when they have those really cute glasses at the restaurants, I used to take them because my husband used to take them. And I was like, you can do that.
I took them in high school. You were
rat. I was like, you can do
you
that.
You were grown.
And so I took the glass.
You was in your late 20s when that happened. You was a rat.
Shut up. Okay. So what is your favorite thing about being married?
The fact that you got this support. I know I have support. I know anything that I strive to do, you'll be there for me.
Yes, I will be because I love you. I do.
Yeah, that's about it. No, that's the main thing. It's like it's a partnership. You know your partner, your teammate, they got your back. You got to have your teammates back. Yeah. Otherwise, marriage ain't going to work.
Yeah, I got your back. And I try to, I feel like.
I'm in California. Look at that.
Oh, well, I know you have my back. I'm not.
No, I'm just saying. That's just an example. Like.
Yeah. No, but even when it's a not so good idea, I try to help direct you into a different direction without being a negative Nancy about it. At least I hope I do. I don't think you even know when I thought an idea of yours has been.
Oh, absolutely no. I can tell when you're not as supportive or you no, you ain't had that at all. Me, I have a different way of going about it. That's why we just disagree when I think you have a bad idea. Because I just be like, nah, you be, I think some feelings get involved in. You don't like it too much.
Well.
But you have a different way of going about it. But yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Well, like, she ain't got to support me in this.
Is that right? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite thing about being married. Now, the first two times we recorded it, I said that my favorite thing was I have someone to be vulnerable with. But I think it's that I have someone, now that I think about it, to have a good time with. Like, if I want to have a good time, unlike my husband likes to be around a lot. Now, granted, I like being around a lot of people, but all I need to really have a good time is him. And
that's because I'm a good time just altogether. People love me.
Oh, Jesus. Help us. Help us, Lord.
You wish to be so lucky to have my personality.
Oh, he thinks he's so much
funnier than he is. Go on, finish this.
Yeah, I have a good time with him. I do. I have a really good time when we're on one accord and we are both doing something that we want to do together. It's a good time, and it's nice to have that, and I don't have to hunt people down to have a good time. I can just, I can have a good time by myself. But
yeah, you can.
Yeah, again, I can have twerk session by myself, good time, sweating, rats. Getting down, whatever you like, rats. So yeah, that's my favorite part about being in a married relationship, is that I get to have a good time with someone who I consider a very good friend, and I get to also have sex with him when I want to. So
how often is that?
All right, relationship goals, hashtag relationship goals. So I'm going to give you what my relationship goal is for us, and then you to give you time to think about what your relationship goal is.
You don't think I have something ready to go?
Do you? Go.
No, go ahead. I'm just asking. That was a question.
Do you have?
Go.
No, my question is, do you have relationship?
After you say it, because I always got to go first. Hit it.
My relationship goal for us is to build something together that we can hand off to our kids. That's why I have really been encouraging him to be a part of the YouTube channel and this whole podcast, which you all suggested. So thank you so much. I love the fact that we're doing it, because this is something that he and I can say we built together. Now, granted, it did come with me building most of it at first, but having you be along for this ride is something. I feel like we're building a legacy as the Tanksley couple, and that's dope. Not everybody can say that. People can say they have a house to give off to their kids, which is great, or a car, or money. Our kids are not getting money from us, but I feel like they are getting a legacy, and that's not something, you know, that everybody can say. The Walmarts, they can say that. They are handing off legacies, the Johnson family, but to say that the Tanksleys, starting with Marcus and Angel, that we are handing off a business to our kids, a legacy, is just the dopest thing to me. So, yeah, that's my relationship goal.
Yeah, mine is similar. I just, mine is a little more broad. I just, of course, the main goal is always to make your relationship better. Nobody's relationship is perfect. It can always be better. So, keep growing with that. But my goal is similar, as I do want to be that power couple, or a power couple, not that power couple, but I do want to be a power couple, to where we are both doing our thing together and also doing our own personal ventures. So yeah, we can pass that on to our parents, or not parents, or to our kids, whether it's like this type of thing, like a podcast or any type of business, any type of businesses we start. I want to be able to pass that on to them. So that's something we didn't receive from our parents. Yeah, that I know of. My parents ain't got no business I know of. So
I mean, my mother does, and she wants to hand it off, but it is hard. Yeah. She's a computer programmer, and she wants one of
but
us
she,
to pick it
she's
up.
The CEO, the owner, the founder, and the worker. So
she's
that's
all
a little different.
It. Yeah, she's all of it. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's this is yeah similar goals.
All right, this is how
we're and I'm trying to get you to like guns. That's a relationship goal.
That's that okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
you're gonna be there. You're gonna have that thigh holster.
Oh, once you start loving musical theater.
All right. Is that all it's going to take?
He was coming home. Have you ever seen Annie Get Your Gun?
Yeah.
Look, let's watch it and then let's go shoot guns.
Yeah, as soon as I will be like, hey, got tickets to that opera. But guess what we doing tomorrow, though?
We shoot.
Get you that snub nose 38.
All right. This is what we're going to do real quick to close it off. We're going to name our top five keys to a successful marriage. Okay. And it'll be our joint list.
I was going to say, you got to come up with five and I come, because I only got like a good strong two.
What are your strong two?
I'm joking.
Okay. Healthy communication is one.
That's number one.
Yeah. Healthy actually. Communication. So what I mean by healthy is you are honest, but you also take your partner's feelings in consideration, but not to the point where you're not willing to speak the truth. You just figure out a way to get the truth to them, but in a way that they'll actually receive it, is what I mean by
absolutely.
Healthy.
Mine is going into the relationship, you got to actually like the person.
Absolutely.
It ain't about physical looks and, oh yeah, she's dope, oh he's fine. It's you actually have to like that person, because I don't care how beautiful somebody is, looks will wear off. Too much of anything for an over amount of time will become dull to you. I know people with beachfront homes, they get tired of them. I worked by the ocean and I was like, this is just water, I'd rather look at land. So yeah, you actually have to like that person and like being around that person first and foremost.
Okay. I would say number three is honesty. And the reason why I say honesty and trust go hand in hand, because once you become a liar, it's hard to regain that trust. So obviously that's in that honesty is fidelity and, you know, not cheating and stuff like that. I think yeah. It's really important, because once you break that trust, you never repair it the way it was before.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah. It's always going to be there. It's always going to linger.
I have a number four if you don't have one.
I had one. Go ahead.
Go. No, you go ahead.
I can't think of what it was. Okay. I'm going to interrupt you because I'm going to remember it.
Okay. So my number four is go ahead.
Stop. Support. You have to support that individual. You have to believe in that person.
Yeah.
You have to, even when they don't believe in their self, you have to believe in them. Because that is a lot of it. When you see someone struggling in a career or trying to achieve something, they get discouraged.
Yeah.
And it's your partner, it's your teammate's responsibility to step in and be like, no, you got this, you can do it. Because it's true. Everybody always says that you can do anything you put your mind to. It's true. You
yeah.
really can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody successful will tell you that. Just do it. Just try it.
Okay, so then the last one, number five, is make each other a priority. As much as I love my career and as much as I love my children, my husband, as far as in after God, in myself, because I am my number one priority after God, he is my top priority. So there are things that I will let go to the wayside for him. And the thing is that my husband is not a needy person. So it's not like he's about to make himself in a place where I have to let go of everything. But when it comes to my career, my husband comes before that. And he even comes before my children, because one day they'll grow up and they'll leave me anyway. But I feel like making your significant other a priority.
Hopefully they'll leave us.
No, hopefully. making your significant other a priority in your life is important, because careers are always fickle. And you know what? That's one big reason why Oprah did not ever get married, because she knew that there was a part of her that was not going to be able to shift her priorities. And that's smart of her to already know that about herself.
Yeah,
so
she knows she loves her career. Yeah.
But she, you know, she has a great relationship with her, you know, based off of what she has said. She has a great relationship with her significant other, but she was like, I don't want to be married, because that is like a shift in priorities that she wasn't really.
Yeah. I know a few women that's reached that point in their careers. So they're like, you know what? As much as I want to get married and have kids, I really want to pursue this career, and I don't think I don't want to have to split that. And right. I respect that, you know?
Yeah.
Because people be like, oh, well, she's single. Maybe she needs to be single.
Right, right. So, you know.
Goes for men, too.
There probably, I'm not saying that my husband has held back my career. There are probably some things, though, opportunities that I will never be able to do because he's more of a priority to me. I'm not about to go on a world tour for 12 months doing musical theater, because how the hell am I going to see my husband? So that's just out of the question.
Then we're going to revisit that open relationship.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? If you all have any questions for us to be dealt with in any of our previous, or not previous, our letter. What'd you say?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, I thought your mouth was moving. Sorry.
I licked my lips.
Luscious lips. Shut you up. About to say something anyway. You about to say something to feed it. You can leave questions for us at my Twitter account, which is Angel the Actress. The handle is @AngelTheActress, or you can leave them on our YouTube channel underneath this video, which is That Chick Angel TV. You can also follow me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ That Chick Angel TV, I do believe. And also I have Instagram, which is also at Angel the Actress. So you can leave us questions there with the hashtag I can't even think of it. Is this ITGCAA? Yeah, is this going to... What is it?
That's all right. Y'all can follow me on Periscope.
Oh, he does have Periscope.
Yeah. Big Marcus at 2782. I get on there like all the time.
Yeah, right. I've got to figure out what our hashtag is. It's so long. It's a bunch of letters. Anyways, I'll figure it out. Leave the hashtag.
We're going to write it down.
Is this going to cause an argument? And we'll answer your questions. All right, guys. Thank you so much. God bless. And we will talk to you next time.
Deuces.
Bye.